Halloween is being extended this year with some scares offered up during and after October 31st. The Vernon Haunted House, located at 2500 539th Avenue, is back for its fifth annual production taking place on October 31st from 4 to 6 p.m., no jump scares, and 7 to 10 p.m., as well as November 1st from 7 to 9:30 p.m. What started as a scene on the front porch has now expanded to encompass the entire outside of the house, showcasing elaborate setups inspired by beloved horror themes. "Halloween has always been a cherished tradition in my family," said artistic directors Sue Allen and Mike Ogare, while decorating their Halloween mystery. "I love sharing this magical time with the community, where we can come together in wonder and a little fright." The production has also seen a remarkable increase in the number of actors, as family members and friends joined the cause. Some performers began on the sidelines as toddlers, literally growing into their roles as they apprenticed over subsequent Halloweens. For this family, Halloween is a time that brings people together. With dozens of animatronics, intricate set designs, and live performers, this year's production features a selection of classic scenes from previous years. Admission is free, but there is a suggested $5 donation, proceeds of which go to the local food bank, reflecting the team's commitment to giving back to the community they serve. Full Fright is also on at the O'Keefe Ranch, where Field of Screams also extends beyond Halloween night. The four corn mazes are in operation every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday night, including November 1 to 3. For tickets, visit fosokanagan.com.